Well, good morning. It is 10:16 on Tuesday, April 16th, 2026, here on a mostly cloudy morning in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, 62-ish, 3-ish, 4-ish degrees. Warm, but still spring-like. It'll get summerish by afternoon, I'm sure. Let me stash this before I break it. Hi. Yeah. I had a very relaxing 3-day yesterday. Back out on the road today. Got to get some writing done. Had a good session writing yesterday. I'd like to have 4 or 5 more of those today. If I even get one more, that's fine. I've been writing before bed, which is pretty much counter to, well, it's counter to everything except when I first very began, when I started writing at 4 in the morning, went to work around 7:30, and then picked up writing again right after dinner around 6 and would write until 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then rinse, repeat. Yeah, you'll notice that there's not a whole hell of a lot of sleep time in there. I have been sleeping, which is a little disconcerting for me. I don't have a history of sleep. The street is closed. Can I walk by on the other side? Looks like it. Yeah, I'm gonna cross here. So yeah, I had a good session yesterday. Had a good day altogether. Did a little satisfactory, did a little writing, did a little reading. What I did not do and should have was a little bread baking. But yeah, sleep. Honest to gosh. Had 2 nights in a row of 8 hours or better, and then 7.5 hours last night. Been nice if they had put that sign down further so that people had a way to make the loop. Actually, I think the Coventry is a detour. Possible. So those sleep numbers are pretty much unprecedented. I don't remember the last time I had 2 nights in a row of 8 hours or better. I don't remember any 3-day period where I got more than 20 hours sleep over 3 nights. 16, 7, 20, almost 24 hours. 23 and a fraction. So yeah, I've had a lot of sleep. It's cutting into my time. Good. I'm so used to having 4 or 5 a.m. out to 9. So almost 18 hours in a day. Having it cut back down to 14 hours means the days go really fast. I mean, it's 10 o'clock. This morning has gone zippity-doo-dah. Usually 3 hours from waking is not even, it's just barely sunrise. And now it's mid-morning. So, yeah, it's quite an adjustment. Will it continue? I do not know. I blame the cat. Cat wakes me up at 3:30 and he will not take no for an answer. So I get up and feed him and then go back to bed. It's going back to bed that's the problem. But if I get up at 3:30, that usually means I've only had like 4 hours sleep. 4 hours isn't enough. 5 hours I can do. 6 hours is good. 7 hours is luxurious. 8 hours is like, oh my God, man. So you're sleeping your life away. What are you doing? Anyway, be that as it obviously is. Still have eye boogers this morning, guys. I haven't been up long enough for them to all get washed away. So yeah, it starts coming together. I like it. I like the way it's going. The new flashes of stuff keep showing up, which is kind of fun. So I'm kind of anxious to get back to it. But I also have to get back into Satisfactory. I really need to bake bread. I mean, today's the 16th. It wasn't that long ago. The 9th, 10th, that I baked bread before. Hi! Hi, you like Morton. I suppose if it was the 10th, it's 6 days. 6 days, two loaves, three days per. That's about right. Even with my reduced consumption, as I try to wrestle my A1C back into shape, the ridiculous part of this is that if I drop 5 pounds, and I am nowhere near where I was for a large part, emphasis on large, of my adult life. I'm like 50 pounds under. But with my height, the body mass index bullshit still has me as obese, at least overweight. I really like to see some muscle mass index or something that I could take, that I could get, that would give me a better feel for what that weight actually is. Because I'm not wearing it around my waist. I'm not wearing it. I'm wearing a little bit of it on my face, but I'm not wearing it on my body. It's not that I don't have padding in places. I don't have padding on my hands and arms, my feet and legs. I have so little subcutaneous fat that I'm cold a lot of the time, which is ridiculous, especially given the ambient temperatures I lounge in, like 72 degrees. I should not be cold at 72 degrees. It just ain't right. Oh, the street sweeper's been here. That's what's... I wondered. I was noticing the tar, the paving. There's this funny scrape mark, and then I just realized what it is. play with a little dog. Walking ahead of me here. He's taking his sweet time. Doing something on his phone. Speaking of phone, I was Blues is the Truth. I'm coming down to the end of the very first episode that I downloaded. And it's really nice. Let's see if I can get back to this guy. So yeah, Blues is the Truth. Good podcast. I also found the Endeavorance Stuff Keeps Happening podcast. Managed to get that subscribed. I don't know when I'll listen to it. That's the problem. I have like 20 minutes to listen to something before my ears get filled up with something else. Listen to a little Yes this morning. That was a blast in the past. One of the albums from my Kodiak time. They're still touring. Coming up on, get ready, stay with me. On post. They're still putting out new records. There's a new record coming out called Aurora. I had no idea. That is. So that was fun. That was a little blast in the past. I had on my headphones. So I had some bass response. I love my hearing aid, but they really are built for rebuilding the higher frequencies. They just do not have the same level of bass support that my headphones do. And the beauty of the headphones is that it pretty much blocks out any outside noise, which is really handy around my house. It's surprising how noisy my house can be, especially once everybody gets up and moving around. Oh, I have a touch sensor coming today. One of the bedside lamps, we have a pair of bedside lamps that have a touch base on them. So you don't have to fumble for a switch in the middle of the night. You just have to touch them and they turn on or off. And the touch sensor in one of them has gone. Oh, whoa. This looks nice. They've done a good job here. Some mulching along the edges. It's okay, they scared me off. So, I may have to wind up replacing it, but I took a moment and looked up. Apparently these touch sensors are notorious for going bad. And there's quite a large aftermarket for the touch center boxes, the little sensing and triggering units. And sure enough, when I took the one off the wall to look at, there it was. I have not undone the old wires. I need to spend some quality time taking pictures of it, how it's wired now, so that I can begin to understand what the wires are coming off the new box. They are largely the same color. So, white, black, red, green, or in the existing one, white, black, red, yellow. And the yellow, it goes in one place. There's only one place the yellow can go. It's got a little ring hoop on it that gets bolted into the casing. The others, I have to figure out how three go into two. And they're obviously, I'm pretty sure white and black is the power cord, leaving the other one. A sensing cord. But I don't know how they're supposed to be wired. So getting that sorted out before I remove the old box completely so that I can wire the new one in without starting a fire. That would be good. That would be real good. Not to need a grocery run, but that might have to wait until tomorrow, because I've already lost almost half the day today, and I got other things I want to do, like bake bread. I need to get that started so I can bake it and still have time for it to cool before bedtime. Speaking of the road sweeper, that's what that noise is. My ears have blocked it off. There, they're back. Okay, good. Oh, God. City of Greeley. Little guy on his scooter this morning. Hello, scooter. Shooting way ahead of mom in the stroller back here. Singing his own little song as he pumps along. Morning. She's not particularly happy about being wheeled along backwards. City of Greeley. No. Oh, shit. Yep. They're mowing the verge. So all of that wonderful fresh grass growing up here out to a depth of about 3 feet has all been chopped down. And there's a guy with a string trimmer making sure that nothing escapes. I suppose I understand it. I just don't like it. No, sir. Don't like it. Willow sisters looking willowy, but there's not enough wind to rustle their green locks this morning. When we first moved out here, it was always taking the kids to work in the morning, to school in the morning. I'd always see this guy with a pair of headphones, old style radio headphones, had the little antenna that stuck up. And I always saw him out walking around, which is sort of the impetus for, oh yeah, I could do that. And we'd see him like pretty much every morning. And I didn't see him much for a while. And now I'm seeing him again. I just walked past him. He's going the other way. This is a guy, I've been doing this for a while. There's a guy who's been doing this for 25 or 30 years. His headphones have changed. He no longer has the old black ones with the little dealy bopper antenna on them. They may be Bluetooth connected to his cell phone, I don't know. But nice to see that he's still at it. There's a lot of maple drops here. The maple tree is all filled with this little helicopter. It's helicopter season. They're everywhere. I wonder if I could get one to start in a plant, a starter pot. I would like to have bonsai maple again. Good morning, Rye. How you doing? Shooting up. I love it. Anyway, guess where I am? If you guessed the back gate, you'd be right. Point Marseille, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.